It's December 20th, 2017, and this is collective bargaining between the University of Central Florida Board of Trustees and the United Faculty of Florida at the University of Central Florida. And I have minutes from December 7th, 2017 for you to review. Here, Charlie.
Look good to us.
Looks good to us, too. So thank you, Charlie, for those minutes. The December 7, 2017 minutes have been accepted. We have a proposal for Article 23 for your consideration. The substantive change to our previous proposal for Article 23 is found on page 5 of 8 and 6 of 8, and that's where we took an effort to incorporate the details of these excellence awards in what we consider to be substantive and somewhat more concise than what we were looking at last time. But I believe we talked about that was something we were going to go take a stab at, mm-hmm. which is something to describe the essence of the eligibility of awards, but in a without everything that's in the policy, but just sort of a more concise effort at that. We still have the increase in the promotion rate only at full. We have a 2.25% across the board increase. Equity increases are the same. Basically everything at the back is status quo from 23.6 on, except for the addition of the 23.13.
We'll, of course, take a caucus to examine this, but before we do, we have some full book articles to give you, so you're just not, at least give you a chance to look at them and talk about them or discuss them.
Okay, you're right.
You should have put, should have been a nickel on that one.
Yep.
So this used to be Article 2, and we're suggesting putting it to Article 9. Okay, so with this particular article, we've tried to make it more concise again, and also to clearly state that we'll have a consultation, and that, so if the consultation isn't something that we expect to have every semester, but if neither side has anything, then we agree that there's no consultation. And so you can see that that takes lines 10 and 12, 10 through 12 to express versus 16 to 22. Lines 23 and 24 are redundant with what's above, and just cleaning up the language in 23 through 28.
Thank you.
Questions on that one? We have another one for you.
Okay.
This used to be Article 5, but what we suggest is moving into Article 10. So these are articles that are shared. They apply equally to the university as well as to UFF. And so this is the academic freedom article. And all the changes are marked in red on the front page here. And most of what these changes are doing are replacing some arcane language and just to make it clear about who it applies to. So for a really good example of that is in our line 33, where the status quo language talks about utterances, which means spoken words, as opposed to remarks, which could be spoken or posted or something like that.
Okay.
Good?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Any questions on that?
I don't have any questions. Does anybody have any questions?
It seems pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Okie doke. So how are we going to work out? Do we have another room set aside?
We'll go. We'll find someone.
You sure?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Back on?
We're back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We've considered your proposal very carefully, as you can probably imagine, and might have even heard next door. And so we have an offer to settle.
Okay.
That's valid until the end of the day today. And I'll give you my phone number in case you want to make a phone call. And so let's just go through the major points one by one. In Article 23.1A1, so that's the line that refers, that strikes the assistant university librarian. Our proposal is to leave that language at status quo, so to not have that strikeout.
Okay.
In 23.1B, the promotion salary increases. We'll accept your language on that.
Okay.
On 23.2A, we thought that we'd agreed to our language last time, but in the spirit of trying to reach agreement today, we'll accept your language on that.
What is that about?
It's the legislative mandated increases. Yeah. I'll look into that, John. I don't even know. Okay. I know that we did agree to certain language changes last time.
Right. And I can show you my notes. So
it's okay. Maybe it just wasn't picked up.
In 23.3A, which is the across-the-board salary increase, our proposal is for 2.5%.
Okay.
In 23.3B, which is the one-time payment, again, my notes show that you said you are not opposed to the principle of doing it based on the formula that we've used in the past that would be essentially a flat sum in lieu of retroactive. So we're agreeable to doing that. So if you could let us know what that number is and then just provide us the information so we can perform our due diligence and make sure that that's accurate.
Okay.
On 23.4B.
Oh, can I ask one small question about that? That payment you're saying would be at the 2.5%, correct? That one-time payment?
For right now,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Go ahead.
For 23.4B, which is the same line about when that payment is made, we're okay with the... What you have is February 16th, 2018, or as soon as practicable thereafter, but no later, and this is the addition in our proposal, is but no later than March 2nd, 2018, which would be the next pay period. In 23.3D, this is on line 55. Let me make sure I've got the right version. Yes, so this is your version. Just to prevent confusion and to make sure we're being precise about what we're saying, we'd like to insert the word salary between the word equity and increase. So it's an equity salary increase.
Okay.
Okay, on line 23.4D.
What line is that, John? You said line
23.4. Let me make sure I've got this right. It's section 23.4D.
Mm-hmm. So page 3?
Yeah, line 109 on the...
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. Yes, 23.4D, so it starts on line 77.
Okay.
All right, so... So we'll be at line actually 111 through 113. Okay, so these awards shall be made according to the criteria or procedures listed on the Faculty Excellence website.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we propose to form a committee to make sure that those procedures and criteria reflect what we've already bargained.
Okay.
And so one of the things that we'd like to point out to you is that they haven't kept up with the prior agreements we've made.
Right, there's been
So we'll point to one right away that I think you'll recognize is not being current. And so we've got it up on the screen here. So this is for SOTL awards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at part one program overview, mm-hmm. on the second sentence, so beginning the third line down, in any given academic year, if any former recipients of SOTL awards leave their employment at UCF, the awards will be recycled as additional SOTL awards for the following academic year.
Mm-hmm.
We struck the recycling already. So that's So what we'd like to do is form a committee to make sure that these things are in compliance and to agree on that language. And then have that language placed in the contract as appendices. So it's very clear what the language is.
Right, and the reason for that is there seems to be a pattern of the administration not following through and changing criteria unilaterally without us knowing about it. So the way for us to resolve that is to make sure that the language is in the contract.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and in a similar vein,
it isn't. Well, that isn't.
I'm not sure what that means.
Still in the status quo right now. It's okay. Don't worry.
Well, I know, but it's something probably you should point out. One of the things, because Charlie reacted to that, and I think what she is saying is that we struck recycled, but is that status quo? Did we?
In the little book. The recycles still exist, at least I recall for TIPS and RIAS. It's this time that we all agreed that we're going to take recycles out, and then we increased. Remember, we were going to slowly phase out so that anyone who won an award after a certain point, they wouldn't get recycled, and then they would slowly decrease. That language is still in there. So that's why I reacted. I'm like, whoa. But it's not...
It's no big deal.
It's
we don't
not
have
a
to,
huge deal. I get what he's saying now.
I understand the request. The request is that you want to form a committee to review the language, to make sure it's contract compliant, and to have whatever comes out of that committee on the website added as an appendices to the contract. I understand the thing. I just didn't want it if Charlie wanted to correct something.
The recycles aren't in here. In 23.5 of the supplement.
Can you just talk to me for a second? No problem.
Not that I saw in a quick scan.
Look at I on page 17. That's what I was reacting to. Remember, we had that slow drawdown of awards. That's what I was reacting to, John. Okay. So it's. I'm not objecting to what you're saying about
right.
your
proposal. That's about the number of awards as opposed to a fixed one for one.
The recycle still exists, though. That's what I. Right. That's why I reacted to.
But it's
I'm
a
sorry.
Different mechanism than this, which is one to one.
Okay. So please continue. I'm with you.
I understand
like
the request. No, John. I understand the request. I know that Charlie had a.
I'm sorry. I flinched. Sorry.
Just wanted to make sure that you had your moment. Right?
So, in a similar vein, with getting the criteria solidified.
Yeah.
In 23.4E. Our proposal is to include our language in the last proposal about nor may additional criteria, rating scales, weightings, or other forms of assessment be used, referencing the incentive awards. And that's to make sure that the committees within the colleges that are doing this aren't making changes to the award that aren't being bargained, that aren't being communicated to our employees ahead of time and are mostly there for the convenience of a few people on the committee. And so some of the changes they've made in the past might discriminate against certain groups of employees, and we obviously don't want that to happen.
Okay.
In 23.6, A3, so this is...
Is there a line number?
No, that's what I'm about to go for. No, I understand. We want to make sure we're clear. I'm sorry.
It's 188.
Down here.
Okay. Line 187.
No, it's actually in line 191 of your proposal. So this is where there are applications being reviewed by a committee that has four members. And so then you've got the possibility of ties. And so on that one, to get a fifth member of the committee and to represent the members of our bargaining unit, Our proposal is to add a UFF UCF member appointed by our chapter president to that committee.
Is that the trustee chair?
That is
yes,
trustee chair.
So there would be five members.
Right, have a five-person committee. Yep.
Okay.
The language that you presented for the Excellence Awards,
mm-hmm.
Really the best thing I can say about that is well done. We agree to that language. It's far superior to what existed before it. It's very succinct. It describes the elements. They reflect what should be in those awards, and we appreciate that. In 23.11, that's the administrative salary stipends. We'll offer to leave that at status quo if you agree to the remainder of the proposal that we just articulated, and if you also provide spring releases for UFF in Article 3, spring 2018.
Are you going to take this in Bitcoin or rubles? Because you were.
Oh, no, we accepted that already.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, well, we're going to take a compass and be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, John, for the opportunity for us to caucus. First off, we'd like to say that we appreciate the effort to bring us to closer together, and we appreciate the effort to lay out a package that can lead us to an agreement on Article 23 and 3. This is what we need to do, since some of these some of the concepts and costing is a little bit different than what we have been authorized in the past. I know you kind of anticipated that by offering to us the opportunity to take your cell phone number and contact you after we've had an opportunity to talk with the people we need to talk to before we can commit to anything. I kind of need the process to work a little bit differently than that. For a couple of reasons. To talk with our people might require more than just the next couple of hours, because we really don't know where their schedules are at and all that. We'd have to get that nailed down. And also, I think it's probably better for us if we're communicating in writing because of the sunshine implications, rather than having a conversation. But this is what I will do. I will, if it's all right with you, you've said this offer is good until the end of the day, I think. What I'm going to ask you to do is make this offer good until the end of tomorrow, and then I will respond in writing to you by the end of the day tomorrow.
That's fine with us.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you. And let's, we're going to go off and see what we can get done.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.